Hello. Audio. Okay.
Conference will begin when the next party joins. You will now be placed into the conference.
Oh, yes, I'm trying to do a conference call on Bridge 800, so I'm now, I'm on computer. Oh, just.
Be placed into the conference.
Oh, just a second. Hello, anybody there?
Hello, anybody there?
All right.
I just think they're too shitty to my boss, and they're probably freaking out.
There is currently one other participant in the conference.
Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
Peter, who's this?
Hi, Peter. It's Gary.
I'll be placed.
All right. So I was trying to get on via computer. Is that working, or I just do it by the...
No, we're just doing it by voice.
Okay, great.
All right. And Peter, I want to make sure you know that there'll be no recording for this of this, and I want to ask you specifically not to record this conference.
Sure, no problem.
Okay.
All right.
But how are things with you? So, yeah, so to the extent, and I'll probably raise that again, but I know that was an issue at this point. So, we'll wait for the rest of our compatriots.
So I didn't catch the last, I'm at the IMF World Bank meeting, so you caught me at the busiest time of the year. But what did you just say? Sorry, Gary?
I said we'll wait for the rest of our people. If you want to mute, I'll let everybody know you're on.
Okay.
And when we're ready to go, I'll say something.
Okay. No problem.
Hello, this is Gary.
It's Craig Burke.
Hey, Craig. Peter's also on the line.
Let me know if what's changed is because mission. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're not going. I'm not going in July. If now I go, because obviously I resign. So.
I know that I heard from Earl saying that he might. Earl had said that he was probably coming on, so I haven't heard from Earl yet, but Bridge went to voicemail.
He just sent me one language,
right? And
then everybody's
in the mission. It
didn't look like
it was
gonna be like 2 weeks.
No, you don't have to be
on
the computer unless you're gonna be showing this.
So not
for
May.
If you have the
next
show,
you look there, you know, only so much to be accomplished.
Well, because that's why I said.
Okay.
Alright, you know what? Let me do this. Hello? Hi, it's Wimble. I did hear from Earl, and I haven't heard from Mr. Waddell. So, not sure if any of them were going to come. Let me see if they responded to the calendar invites for the meeting.
That's Matt Oros as well.
Right, or Matt Oros. The only ones who did actually respond appear to be Craig, Gore, and me. So I'm not sure whether they're going to come or not. And, you know, we'll wait another minute and then we'll get started. Craig has asked me to facilitate the meeting. And
if I could, I wouldn't mind being able to make a quick statement at the beginning, just to.
Sure. Do you want to give another minute, or should we just get rolling, figuring that it's only going to be the four of us?
We can go ahead and get started.
Go ahead.
Well, Gore, thank you again for.
I'm sorry. Before you do that. I want to reiterate again something I said to Peter. Peter, you're still with us, right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Okay. Something I said to Peter, I don't consent to having this call recorded, so I'm not recording it. I'm specifically saying that I don't consent to having my voice recorded during this call, which, you know, and to do so would be against Maryland law after I've specifically asked not to be. So I want to make it really clear, and Peter has said he understands, and Gore and Craig have said they understood. So now, Craig, the floor is yours.
Well, again, I was getting ready to thank Gore for giving me a little time. It was a significant event, and so we needed to get together and have a conversation about it. You know, things at the end of Q4 were bad, as everybody knows. We had a meeting about that. We talked about, you know, the potential insolvency, potential bankruptcy. We talked about how, you know, the shift of my responsibilities went to the creditors at that time by having that conversation. And we thought we had it. You know, Q1, we made a comeback, and we generated, you know, 1.3 in revenues. But the cash flow just never caught up, and it forced us to miss a payroll. I quickly adjusted people's comp plans, and the sales team essentially just completely shut down. And in the month of April, only generated, you know, 2 weeks into the month, when we were supposed to have had about $180,000 in sales, they only generated $36,000 in revenue, and essentially the cash thicket shut down. And I literally could not meet payroll on the 15th. And under the rules of the LLR, I had no choice but to shut it down. And that's what I was forced to do, just because of the exposure of that. So, that's kind of what happened. That is what happened. And, you know, now, you know, I guess I can talk about where we are, or if there's questions at this point.
Let me jump in and say the following, okay? I know you wanted to. Hello, somebody just joined us?
Yes, Matt Orr's just joined. Sorry, I'm late. I was disconnected twice and asked for a PIN number the other time, so I finally got through.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Find out what happened.
That's okay.
Craig shared with us how we got here, and I think we all know how we got here, Craig. So I don't want to spend any more time talking about how we got here. I want to focus on where we are. And where we are is that the company is shut down. Craig, as you said, as soon as you realized that you couldn't make payroll, you know, you shut it down for all the right reasons. There still is a significant amount of payroll debt that Craig owes, that the company owes, and then there is a significant amount of taxes related to payroll, which in a total, Craig tells me, is around $100,000, Craig? Is that right?
Yeah, the payroll tax portion is $41,000, and again, these things are still a little bit moving targets, but we're estimating the total employee expenses to be around $85,000.
Okay.
So it'll be about $130,000.
Right. It's either $85,000 or $130,000. So it's $85,000 to the employees plus the $40,000 to the government. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Right.
What? So that's $120,000, correct?
Yes.
$130,000. What, between employee debt and tax payroll? Unpaid payroll?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In addition, there's approximately $545,000, Craig, in secured debt. Is that the right number?
Correct.
Well, let me just look at that again. Yeah, there's $542,000 spread across 1, 2, 3, 4, for secure debt holders. So that's where things are right now. Which basically means that absent anything bigger, there's going to be literally no money to pay anything other than some of the secured players. And they'll have to get paid in the order of their security. And one of two things is going to have to happen. Either the purchaser of the assets is going to have to negotiate essentially buy the first secured creditor and foreclose on the assets, or they're going to have to make a deal among, or we are going to have to, and when I say we, the company is going to have to make a deal with the secured creditors on some basis to get an approval to transfer the asset. And I'm assuming, Craig, you haven't had that opportunity to talk to the secured creditors at this point.
Correct.
So transferring the asset is not something that can be done. So as part of that conversation, there's been discussion about also licensing the assets as a way of both getting money to pay these obligations and to sort of push time ahead. Craig, you've gotten three written offers, or two or three written offers at this point?
No, they're non-binding written offers. So people have sent me non-binding offers, and there are three of them. Yes.
Is that my offer included?
Did you send a written offer, Peter?
Yeah, my offer is included, right? And I have the offer of first refusal on any offer. So I need to see those offers.
Well, hold on. Peter, did you put in a written offer?
Yeah, I did send it to you guys. And my public interest in the Baltimore Business Journal is a public statement of interest, and you can't get better than that. So that is an offer.
It is an offer. Peter, I'm not going to let you talk over me again, okay? So either you're going to listen and you're going to have a conversation, or we'll have conversations without the whole group, because nobody wants to listen to you talk about things that you don't know about. So I'm going to say it again. Offer is a specific offer to either buy or license the assets for a certain price under certain terms. Did you put that in writing, or are you just saying that you're going to the Baltimore Business Journal with the purpose of whatever purpose you might have had, and saying you might be that you're interested in acquiring the assets? Which I didn't see that in the Business Journal. What I read in the Business Journal was that you had an interest in trying to save the company.
No, you got.
I read the article, Peter.
No, but Gary, you asked me to send you an interest, which I did send it to all of you, and you accepted that. So it's an offer. You already accepted that for this call on Wednesday.
Well, no, if you're saying, do we know that you have interest in it? Yes. There were three actual written offers. You didn't make an offer.
Yeah.
All you have done is indicate that you're interested in acquiring the asset or something. Gore Bolton has also indicated he's interested in potentially doing that.
Oh.
So that's good stuff. I mean, I'm not discarding that, but those aren't written offers like what Craig has got. Craig has gotten companies and businesses to come up and write him specific offers with what they want to do. So, Craig, can you outline what the terms of the offer?
Well, hang on, hang on a second, Peter. Let him answer. is it a bona fide offer or is it an expression of interest through the journal? Which one is it, Peter?
It's a bona fide offer, but since we don't know the liabilities and the secured and unsecured debt, nobody can make a binding or even non-binding offer at this point. I'll take over the whole Smart CO. My offer is for the whole company as it operates.
What is your offer that's in writing on your letterhead that you have signed?
I sent it to you. If you want, I can send you the offer, but I made my expression of offer. I gave it to Gary Puddles, who's acting as the...
No, you didn't give me anything.
Yes, I did.
I don't have anything from you.
Yes,
either.
You do.
I don't have it.
Wow.
I never got anything from you.
All right.
So let me make it really clear, and all I'm doing is helping Craig. I'm not representing anything, but I'm going to look again. PJK... PKS.
Yeah.
Right. So I want to make it. You sent an email to the board members.
Yeah.
Basically, a public statement of interest.
Yeah.
What you didn't say is how much you would give EMI Media for the assets of Smart CEO. Now you say, at a minimum, if you want to take the assets, at a minimum, you're looking at. Looking at the numbers, approximately,
$671,000
yeah. EMI Media, and you can have all of the assets.
Yeah, all right.
Is that what you're offering?
I can give you a buy. I mean, I have the finance in place and I have the bankers in place. I can put in an escrow. We need to deal with somebody who's outside of the board of directors to do the deal under Maryland. I'll send you something from Venables. It's a quite interesting piece on our responsibility as directors in this case. I'll send that to you guys.
Peter, you don't have to send me anything from Venables. Either you are willing to write an offer for the assets. Add a number, or you're doing nothing but talking.
No, I'm willing to make an offer. Yeah, I'm willing to make a binding offer, guys. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm serious, man. This is my bread and butter, M&A, man. This is what I do for a living. Yeah, I'm willing to make an offer.
Okay, so that would be great. If you could do that, that would be amazing.
That would be a fourth offer. Okay, and I need to see the other bids also, all right?
What's that?
I need to see the other offers. If I'm sending you an offer, I need to see the other three offers on the table.
Well, okay.
And I should have been given that as a board. Okay.
Why, Peter? Peter, please. You're not a board member. You've never
I'm
been a board
shareholder.
Member. I don't want to argue with you. We're all
right.
Here at the table working for the betterment of the creditors and employees, okay? So we're all here together. There's no board. Right now, it's four guys who invested in a company who are trying to do the right thing, okay? So let's try and do the right thing. So I'm going to ask Craig if you could just outline generally the offers that have been given to you.
Yeah, so I'm gonna call that into question before you answer, Craig. I don't think that's the appropriate way to proceed. I think anybody who's interested in making an offer needs to put their John Hancock on a letter with what they're willing to do. And then I think the board, the shareholders, those of us that are at loss, need to be able to see all the offers, and then the shareholders should have the right to finalize, a deal, whether it's from a shareholder offer or a third party, and the shareholders basically get the right of first refusal. And, we should basically all submit them and then all open them up like a bid opening. I don't think it's appropriate for Peter or I to see another person's offer until they're all open at the same time.
I'm okay with that. If you guys want to do that, since you guys are both, I think that's quite appropriate for Peter. Are you okay with that? Getting your written offer of actual, So what I'm going to tell you, these are pretty rounded numbers, but I think they're probably pretty close, is that $130,000 is in employee debt, including employment taxes, and $542,000 is in secured debt.
Can you
can you
repeat those numbers again, sir?
Yes, sir, absolutely. $85,000 is owed to the employees. $45,000 is owed to payroll taxes, and $545,000 is owed for secured creditors, including American Express, Merchant Cash, EBF, and Express Capital.
Okay. That's good. At least I know, because before you were asking for offers and you didn't even give us a... So I was right about the liability.
This is why we're having this meeting, Peter, to make sure that the shareholders themselves have the best information to, you know, there's a reason we all invested here. We invested either because we believed in Craig or believed in the company and the value of the asset. So I wanted to make sure that we had encouraged to get expressions of value, and then we can do this. So I think Gore is absolutely right. Unless anybody has an objection, Peter, how long do you think it will take you to submit your written offer
by Monday?
Peter, will that work for you? Peter? Are you muted?
Peter, this is Matt while we're waiting for Peter. There are three confirmed written offers in. Who has seen those written offers?
Only Chris.
Yeah, just me, Matt.
Only Chris. Okay.
And I think that's all we need to stay until they're all open.
I agree. I just wanted to make sure the playing field was level from the start. That's
yeah, all. I have yep. not... seen an offer, nor do I intend to make an offer, by the way.
No,
I just want to make sure, yeah. Greg, so everybody can...
That's right.
Yep.
Oh, well, excuse me. Can I make a quite...
Oh, Peter, you're back.
Yeah. What did I just miss? I had some guy come over here. I'm at the World Bank IMF meeting, annual spring meeting in Washington.
The question before us is, can you and Gore get your written offers into Craig, not to the whole group, but just to Craig, by Monday?
Yeah, but we have an issue here, and this is a very serious issue.
Okay, sure. What is it?
We only found out about the shutting down and the undeclared bankruptcy of SmartCO on Wednesday through the Baltimore Business Journal, the Baltimore Sun. Every day we wait, the higher liabilities. I've been being called by people interested in SmartCO, former employees. They've been telling me a lot of very disturbing things on liabilities.
Hold on a second. Let me stop you a second. That's outside really the scope of this conversation.
No, it isn't, because we're in...
I mean.
Gary, let me speak, please. Don't speak over me. This is quite important, and it's all about our liability as shareholders and stuff. We're in the zone of insolvency, and we need to get an outside director, because now our interests as shareholders and those of creditors are now in doubt. So we need to have somebody other than Craig look at the offer, who's independent to make the valuation. Craig, in the part, he should have signed Chapter 11 or Chapter 7, or at least the minimum go to Maryland Insolvency Court at this point in time. So we're all liable. I made my positions clear, open. I've been completely transparent, because I know the liabilities board members have in this kind of situation. We have a convenience of asset issue right now.
Peter, stop calling yourself a board member.
It doesn't matter. It's what they. It's what the Maryland state considers us. You know, the bylaws are. All right.
You're not a fucking law professor. Shut the fuck up. I'm tired of listening.
Please do not be insulting and aggressive. And you're doing threatening language, Gore.
You smart motherfucker. Shut the fuck up.
stop stalking people and make your job.
You do not swear on a shareholders meeting call. I mean, if you want to do this, this is threatening, abusive language. It's a threat and intimidation. I mean, you're threatening, intimidating me for doing the right thing. No, you're threatening, intimidating me. That's swearful language.
Hold on, guys.
Okay. What?
Your opinion is different than others on the
We want to be professional and open.
No, listen.
I'm trying to save jobs. People, Melissa Sawyers in Charlotte has destroyed her reputation. I'm saving jobs in the company that I invested in.
Okay. And that's great. Peter, that's wonderful. Okay? And your motive is wonderful. Are you suggesting that Monday is too long? That we should shorten the time for your written offer and Gore's written offer, or can you put your written offer in by Monday?
I
understand what you're saying, that you believe that this should be a process run through the court or through an outside director. But at this point, that's not what's going on. So the question is, do you want to work through the group? Or are you saying you don't want to work for
I told you already, I have legal counsel. I have legal counsel, Neil Lefkowitz. He's an M&A lawyer at a reputable law firm. I have legal counsel. I have financial counsel. I would like to see the same on your side, okay? And Craig has no legal or financial counsel. He has no financial advisor, no legal counsel at this point in time.
That's right, because he doesn't have any money.
Yes. Either. It's not our fault. It's Craig's fault. Come on.
But hold on. But Peter, okay, please, stop being mean.
I do not like being intimidated. I do not like being sweared at. I do not like hostility as a shareholder. I'm an equal to all you.
Let me also tell you.
Okay, I am, and I did say, once again, I will put a binding offer. I want to see the other binding offers. I'm not going to put a binding offer. I'm going to put a binding offer. I already made the binding offer. I'll put a binding offer in writing. I want to see the same, but we need outside counsel. We're in a really bad legal position here. And I said this, and I stated...
Okay, but we're not talking about that right now. Okay?
Yes, we are.
I understand what you're saying, and I'm going to respectfully disagree with you. Okay? I'm going to respectfully disagree with you. And since, you know, I'm going to leave it at that. So we have difference of opinion on that. Okay, now, what we're trying to do as a group is to move this thing forward. I think that Gore's supposition is right, that it's probably unfair if you're going to make a binding offer and Gore wants to make a binding offer for the existing offers to be shared. We need to make this as fair a process as possible so everybody has an opportunity. Now, if you're suggesting we need, prior to a transaction, a fairness opinion on the transaction, that may be something that we can recommend and discuss after we get a binding offer that we're ready to accept. There are things called, you're familiar with the term a fairness opinion, right?
Of course. I do M&A, Gary. That's what I do for a living. I do mergers and acquisitions, cross-border ones.
Let's get somebody, before we engage counsel with money we don't have, let's make sure that we have an offer that we can get to closing that will help us pay for any legal costs that might be incurred.
Okay.
Right? Rather than chasing our tail. So Gore has made a suggestion, and I agree with him, and I think Matt also agrees with him. And since Matt, you would agree that Matt and I'm not making an offer. I have no interest in acquiring the assets. I have an interest in doing this the right way to help us get through this with the least bit of animosity. So how about what I'd like to do, and I understand your concern, and I'm happy, by the way, if you want to have your counsel talk to me, not I am not representing Smart CEO or Craig, but I have some significant background in the space like you do, and if you believe that your position is different my belief is that some of the things you're saying aren't 100% correct, and I'm happy to be persuaded by your counsel. If you think there's a value in that, I'm happy to talk to your counsel. Smart CEO or Craig can't afford counsel. Now, we can talk all day about blame, but it doesn't matter. There's no money here for that.
Okay, guys, let's do it this way. I got to run. I got work to do here. I'll put a binding offer to Craig only, and I'll send it to all the board members, my offer for Smart CEO and its asset as not a going concern, but what it is for the whole company. I'm the only one who's going to be putting an offer for everything. Okay? And we're agreed to that. It's done.
It'll be done by Monday?
Yeah, I'll be done by Monday. Close of business on Monday. I can get it to you. Okay? I got a really busy week. I got the finance minister. I got Mnuchin. I got the Indonesians. I got the Rockies.
Sure.
Okay,
so
I don't have really...
That. Yeah, no.
All right.
Okay, so we'll look for that by Monday. Why don't we adjourn?
Who's here on the phone call, by the way? Do we have a... There's, what, Gore, Gary, Craig,
Gore,
and who else?
Gary, and Matt.
And Matt. Okay, so it's only four. We don't have Charlie Wolf, who's a credit shareholder. We don't have Waddell. We don't have four for Ryan. So we're missing half the board. So you have to send a message to everybody about the binding offers
board,
and confirm my
board,
interest, my oral.
Well,
yeah. All right.
I will make sure that gets done. Craig is writing notes to the meeting, and he'll distribute those to the shareholders, and we'll let the shareholders know that you're intending and Gore's intending to send in offers as I end the business on Monday, and then we'll try and reconvene Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
Okay, good stuff. All right, great.
Does that work for everybody? Okay, does that work for everybody else?
Yeah, that works for everybody. That works for me. I'll do that. Okay, perfect.
Okay, and Gore, is that good for you?
Fine with me.
All right, great.
Matt?
It's good for Matt.
All right, great.
And is it good for you, Craig?
Yeah.
Great. All right.
All right.
Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.